Creation, produced by the artist Michelle Wilson. And it brings Making Waves to a close for today. Join us 1 month from now as we feature more radio and transmission art from the Deep Wireless Festival. Thanks for listening.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland. So then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like... It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11. Some restrictions apply.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elaine Shimono of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC Newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
MidHudsonNews.com reports that after 4 days of acrimony, arm twisting, and 15 different ballots, the new Republican majority in the 118th Congress finally saw California Republican Kevin McCarthy sworn in as Speaker of the House very early on January 7th. The 15 different ballots required were the most in 164 years. The resistance to McCarthy's elevation came from 20 hard-right election deniers and loyalists of former President Donald Trump and almost ended with fisticuffs in the House chamber. After lengthy negotiations, McCarthy won a majority over. All other business was halted until the Speaker was elected, including the administering of the oath of office to each of the members. Newly elected Mark Molinaro, a Dutchess County Republican who represents the new 19th Congressional District, did not take his oath until early January 7th. He then returned to New York to speak at a ceremony for State Senator Rob Rollison. Molinaro said the first 4 days in Washington did not go as he planned, but he characterized the process as healthy. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Despite the time it took, don't mistake it for wasted time," end quote. Noting, and I quote, "There are ideological differences within the majority, but they were confronted very early," end quote. He said that Congress can now get on with the work they were sent to do. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Americans want us to work on driving down costs, protecting and securing communities, the safety and security at our borders, energy independence, and education. This is what democracy sometimes looks like, and the differences of opinions were aired out in the full view of the public," end quote. Adding, and I quote, "The American people delivered a divided government, and that means we're going to have our differences, and sometimes that means we're going to air them out in public. Rightfully so," end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Catherine Tully McManus reports for Politico that Connor Tarosian is now legislative director for Mark Molinaro, the Republican who represents New York's 19th Congressional District. Tarosian previously was a legislative representative for Representative Glenn Grothman, a far-right Wisconsin Republican. Grothman has been quoted saying such things as, and I quote, "A majority of Americans have voted for a party that wants a world in which you cannot call your parents mom and dad," end quote. And I quote, "I know the strength that Black Lives Matter had on this last election. I know it's a group that doesn't like the old-fashioned family. I'm disturbed that we have another program here in which we're increasing the marriage penalty," end quote. Grothman may be best known for being included in one of HBO comedian John Oliver's People Who Somehow Got Elected series. Molinaro paints himself as a Republican moderate and marched in at least one Black Lives Matter rally as Dutchess County executive, while Tarosian's Twitter feed shows the new congressman has hired an ultra-conservative as his legislative director. On January 9th, new congressperson Mark Molinaro got to take his first votes. Molinaro cast his first ballot for the new rules in the House of Representatives when he again reined back in the C-SPAN cameras that had been showing much more than normal during the long process of electing a Speaker of the House. On his second vote, he laid off 87,000 people enforcing the law as Republicans decided to roll back Joe Biden's recent hiring at the Internal Revenue Service. Molinaro wrote on Twitter that, and I quote, "I just voted to protect families, farmers, and small businesses. No problem has ever been solved by empowering more tax collectors. I voted to repeal Biden's 87,000 new IRS agents," end quote. Both local Republicans, Molinaro and Representative Elise Stefanik, voted for the new rules and the layoffs, while Democrats Pat Ryan and Paul Tonko voted against both bills. In Representative Mark Molinaro's first week in Congress, he has broken several campaign promises, and while running as a moderate, he has voted as a conservative. On March 15, 2022, Molinaro, a Republican, wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "Day one, I introduce a bill to implement broader protections and services for those with disabilities," end quote. Molinaro has yet to introduce such a bill. During his campaign against Democrat Josh Riley, the former Dutchess County executive said he believes abortion should be, and I quote, "rare, safe, and legal," end quote. But Molinaro has voted on the so-called pro-life side twice in his first week in office. On January 11th, Molinaro voted for the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, voting with Republican Elise Stefanik and against local Democrats Paul Tonko and Pat Ryan. Molinaro and Stefanik also voted for a resolution, and I quote, "expressing the sense of Congress condemning the recent attacks on pro-life facilities, groups, and churches," end quote, while Tonko and Ryan voted against. None of those bills are expected to pass the Democrat-controlled Senate or to be signed by President Joe Biden into law. Molinaro did co-sponsor H.R. 22, which would stop the sale and export of crude oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to China. Philip Pantuso and Lana Bellamy are reporting for the Times Union. U.S. Representatives Marcus Molinaro and Mike Lawler, January 12th, joined other members of the state GOP congressional delegation, now calling on U.S. Representative George Santos to resign. Freshman Hudson Valley Representative Molinaro said Santos should not continue to serve in the 118th Congress. He said in a statement, and I quote, "George Santos's dishonesty has eroded his ability to represent his neighbors and serve in Congress. I don't see how he can continue," end quote. When asked for clarification, Molinaro's communications director, Dan Krantz, texted, and I quote, "Yes, that statement means he thinks he should resign," end quote. Molinaro failed to respond directly when asked about the $1,000 campaign contribution accepted by his campaign from then-candidate Santos. In a statement from his office, Lola, Molinaro's 17th congressional district colleague, also said Santos should step down. He said, and I quote, "It is clear that George Santos has lost the confidence and support of his party, his constituents, and his colleagues. With the extent and severity of the allegations against him, his inability to take full responsibility for his conduct, and the numerous investigations underway, I believe he is unable to fulfill his duties and should resign," end quote. 6 of 11 Republicans in New York's congressional delegation are now calling on Santos to quit. Lawler, Molinaro, former state GOP chair Nick Langworthy, Nick LaLota, Brandon Williams, and Anthony D'Esposito. However, U.S. Representative Elise Stefanik, the House Republican Conference Chair, who represents the 21st District in the North Country, has said nothing about Santos since the first New York Times story in December raising doubts about the biographical claims of the Long Island congressperson. Stefanik's office did not respond to multiple requests on January 12th for comment about Santos. During his run for Congress, Santos' campaign donated $12,000 to at least a dozen Republican candidates, seven of whom won their races. Three of the New York Republicans who received political contributions from Santos, U.S. Representative D'Esposito, Nassau County Comptroller Elaine Phillips, and Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney, have returned the cash or pledged to do so. A fourth, Suffolk County Legislator Anthony Piccarello, said he would donate the money. Santos has said he will not resign and will only leave office if voted out. Read the full story in the Times Union.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 33 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 23 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 35 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 21 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Max Hamill of Red Hook, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty or give me death.
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.
Number
10.
Thank you.
Was Negative Land from 2023 from their album Speech Free. That was Tape the Pain in Place.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine.
Next we hear 2022 music from Spoon, the Adrian Sherwood reconstruction of the song on the radio at 90.7 FM.
Play that game, John Briggs.
number. 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8
You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM. This is 2022 music from Bitchin' Bajas. The song's called Amorpha from their Bajacillerators album.
Number 7 7 7 7 7 7.
Next, we hear from James Marlon Magas with a collaboration with Miss Pussycat, who usually plays with Quintron. This is from James Marlon Magas's 2022 album, Confusion Is My Name. It's called Irma Irma.
Number
6 6 6 6 6 6.
from his 2022 solo electronic record. Local drummer, percussionist, and jazz legend Bobby Previtt, that was Pioneer from his Dark Current album.
Number 5 5 5 5 5 5 5.
From the 2022 album I, this is Lucretia Dalt with Contenida.
Number 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 Thank you.
number
Catskills Rodney Allen Greenblatt there with Canned Sauce from his 2022 album Near Earth.
Thank you.
2022 album La Fenice Magique. This is Scanner with After Magnetism.
One.
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 One.